Parshat Tzav begins with the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, that V'lavash Gwein Midavad Mikhsevad Yilbash Al Psaro V'rimas Hadeshen Shatachal Ho'esh Esho Olal Mizbeach V'samo Eitzal Mizbeach, to scoop up some of the ashes and put them next to the Mizbeach every morning. This is the first avodah done in the Beis HaMikdash. What's so important? Why is it necessary to do this Trumas Hadeshen? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains in a very, very practical way. He says, just to clear the ashes from the Mizbeach, to clean the Mizbeach. A, because it's bekavadik to be clean. It's not proper kvod shemayim to have the Mizbeach be dirty, meaning you have to clean it after yourself. And B, because if there's a lot of ashes, it'll keep the fire from burning well, and it just adds to the quality of the fire burning on the Mizbeach. However, Rav Hirsch takes a more symbolic interpretation here, and he points out that halachically there are, that if you look in the pesukim carefully, there are two different mitzvahs here. There's Trumas Hadeshen, to take one scoop every morning, put it next to the mizbeach, and then there's Siluk Hadeshen, to clear off when there's just too much ashes on the mizbeach, to clear it off and take it away. And those are two different things. The first, the Trumas Hadeshen, the scooping off one scoop of ashes, is Eitzel Mizbeach, put right there. The Siluk Hadeshen, just cleaning up, that's Michutz L'machon El Makom Tahor. So the says Rav Hirsch, Ein Hachanami, the Siluk Hadeshen, taking out all the Deshen to Michutz L'machon El Makom Tahor, obviously Makom Tahor, you don't put it in a Tamei place, but that's just cleaning up. Yeah, when there's too much ashes, you clean it up. But besides that, there's a ritual every morning. They have to take one scoop and put it next to the Mizbeach. That's not for cleaning up. That's just a special mitzvah done symbolically to the ashes. Why is that necessary? Says Rav Hirsch very beautifully. Yes, you have to clean off yesterday's ashes in order to do well today. Everyone knows when you wake up in the morning, you can't beat yourself up over what happened yesterday. You can't cry over spilled milk. And not only that, you can't rest on your laurels if you did everything right yesterday. Every day, you have to serve Hashem. Kol yom yubeinecha kadoshim. You have to serve Hashem from scratch. But that's not, we in Judaism do not believe that every day you start your history, human history, or the history of Am Yisrael, or even the history of every individual from scratch. We believe in Mesorah. We believe we're part of, that our job is to be a link in the chain that goes from Har Sinai all the way to the ultimate Geula, Lasid level. Says Rav Hirsch, you might think, every day, oh, just sweep the Mizbeach and you're done. And start from scratch. No, you take one scoop, like a komitz v'minchi compares it. You take a representative sample of yesterday's ashes, and what do? You don't put them michutz l'machne. You don't forget about them. You put them right next to the Mizbeach as a permanent reminder. Not only that, we know that it's one of the only things in halacha, usually there's a rule in halacha, kol shenasa mitzvaso is yotze midei me'ila. When you finish doing all the mitzvahs with something, there's no more iser of me'ila. It loses some of its kedusha. However, the Trumas Hadeshen, the darshan from Besamo, it keeps its full kedusha forever. That scoop that you put next to Mizbeach, forever is kadosh. It's never yotze midei me'ila. Why? Because it's always a mitzvah for just to sit there and remind us. Why? Says Rav Hirsch. Because in Judaism, every day we have a new tafkid. Every day we have a new avoda, but only because we're building on what happened yesterday. Yes, I have my avoda. I have my tafkid in life. I have to find the same chalkeinu b'sar secha, but I only do that based on continuing what the generations before me did. Yes, every day I'm building, but I'm building on what came before me. We believe that what we do is significant, not because we're just repeating what has happened all the time, because we're reaching newer heights, and we're doing chidushim, and we're accomplishing new things. But we can only accomplish those new things if we're building on the past. Therefore, every morning, they take a scoop of yesterday's karmonos, the ashes, put it next to the mizbeach, and that has a tafkid forever. It's not yotzei midei me'ila. It never finishes its tafkid, because it's there to remind us that whatever avodah we're doing today is building off yesterday. Whatever avodah we're doing in our lives, whatever chidush Hashem wants us to do that weren't done beforehand, that our unique contribution is only significant and sublime if we're doing that with Eitzel Mizbeach, next to the Mizbeach of today. We're always looking at yesterday's ashes. We're always building on yesterday. We're always inspired by what happened beforehand and feel the responsibility to continue and preserve and build that. And if, in fact, we can strike that balance of the new day's avoda with the Samo Eitzel HaMizbeach, with keeping our eye continually on what happened before us, then we can be Oved Hashem in the best possible manner, and hopefully be zochet to once again see the literal Trumas HaDeshen b'meira v'yameinu.